comes to Noach and the Teva, we find in the beginning of the parsha that the number three is very prevalent. Noach himself has three tayarim, three praises, Ish, Tzadik, Tamim. And then when it comes to the dimensions of the Teva, so the Torah tells us that it was Shalish Amos Rachba, Shalishim Amakamasa. So there was 330, and there were three levels, Shniim, Tachtiim, Shniim, Shlishim, Taseha. So what's the inyan of this number three? By Noach, Bifrat, by the Teva. There's a very interesting Zohar Kaddish on these words, Tachtiim, Shniim, Ushlishim, Taseha. The Zohar says in Chelek Gimel Kofayin Tesemet Beis, La'achlala ba Kohanim, Levi'im, Ve'Yisrael. To bring together the Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the Yisrael. So what does that have to do with Noach's Teva? There were rules to come into the Teva too. The most important rule was Ish v'ish loy bo. It had to be Zachar Nekeva. Shnayim shnayim bo m'dayach alateva. Why dafka did it have to be that way? That it had to be Ish v'isha? Additionally, there's a medrash avkir, which says that mankind, after the Chid of Adam Harishon, had webbed hands. And when Noach came along, that klala came to an end. And Noach was the first to be born, what's called chituch etzbos, fingers. And this is what Pshat and Pasuk is. Zei nachaminu me'itzvon yadeinu. Doesn't say stam for atzvas. From the itzvon yadeinu, that Noach healed them from this condition. What's the simen that Noach has chituch etzbos? So let's begin with the following medrash. The medrash says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, ho'ivir lifnei hateva, shliach tzibur, ma'u sheyane achra kohanim amen. Is he allowed to say amen after the bikas kohanim? So the medrash answers, kach shana rabbeinu, ho'ivir lifnei hateva, lo yane amen achra kohanim. He's not allowed to? And then the medrash says, re'ei kamachav lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ho'ivir lifnei hateva. See how precious and how beloved the shliach tzibur is before Hashem. That he doesn't say Amen after the bracha of the Kohanim. This is puzzling. The fact that he doesn't say Amen shows how precious he is. If he wished to be able to say Amen, we would see how chashuv the Sheikh Tzibur is and how precious it is to say Amen. And then the Medrash goes on to say, Amar Reb Chanan, 10 people come to Shul, and one of them steps up and becomes a Sheikh Tzibur. On him it says, the Pasuk in Shir Hashem, Kishoshana Bein HaChoichem. So we see, first of all, HaChoshev is to be a Shriach Tzibur. But how are we bringing out that Hashivas and that Chavivas from the fact that he does not answer Amen to the Berachas Kohanim? So on this topic of Berachas Kohanim, we have to understand the importance of Berachas Kohanim, not just today, but through all the ages going back to Maaseh Bereishis. The Sefer HaBor, which is one of the oldest Kabbalistic texts from Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, he brings us in Kuf Lamed Hey, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsev V'haya Kasher Yarem Moshe Yada. What's the inyan that Moshe lifted up his hands? The Torah notes that by Milchemes Amalek. So he says, Malami, this comes to teach us, Sheha'olam Miskayim Bishvil Nesiyas Kapayim. That the world is sustained, the Birchas Kohanim. Here, Klai Yisrael was at jeopardy of having been wiped out by Amalek. That's all they want to do to Bnei Yisrael. So the whole world is in a state of sakana. Bereishis b'shul Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he acted in a way of Nesiyas Kapayim to be Miramis to the Inyan of Nesiyas Kapayim, that it's in Neschos and Nesiyas Kapayim that the Olam is Neskayim. And again, Medrash Tehillim Simin Zayin, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from the times of the Churban, Keol Zoyin B'chol Yoyin. Hashem has a certain anger. Omer of Acha, Bizchus Ma Anu Aimdim. So then, if there's an anger, then how are we in the sky? So he says, Bizchus Birkas Kohanim. And this is probably alluded to in the very first word in the Torah. Bereshis. The Zohar tells us that Beis, the Medrash too, is a hint to the word Bracha, which is why the Torah began with the letter Beis. And Reshis is the Kohanim. V'kidashtu ki asachem elokecha hu makriv. Because he's the Reshis. So, therefore, Beis Reshis is a remes to Berachas Kohanim. That's how the Torah begins. Bereshis bor alakim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz, along the lines of what we just saw, that the oilim is neskayim of the schos of Berachas Kohanim. And of course, that bracha has to go down all the way to Yisrael, which is why the last word in the Torah is Yisrael. Meresh kol dagen, atzayf kol dagen, the bracha from the kahuna all the way down from the hands of the kahanim to Bnei Yisrael. So we see that the world is neskayim. Bischos bikas kahanim. We see this even furthermore from the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. He writes, and it's well known, he's questioning that Aaron wasn't included in the Hakravas HaNesiyim. But Chazal say Hashem told Aaron, don't worry, Shalcha gedoy let mishalem. Your schus is greater, because you're going to have the Halakas HaMenayr. So the Ramban says, what? That's eternal. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korbanos, and there's no Halakas HaNeiros either. So Elamai is referring to the Nes of Chanukah. That the Nes of Chanukah is a Hamshacha from the Halakas HaNeir in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what he writes. Aval le'ramzu elu l'neiros Chanukas HaShmoinoi. Shehi noy heges af l'achar hachor mevegalasenu. Even in a state of Churban, like we saw in the Medrash Tehillim, there's still a Hemshech. There's still a Hemshech. Through what? We're seeing now of Neiros Chanukah. But furthermore, he writes, V'chein Birkas Kohanim. Hasmuchu l'chanukas HaNesiyim l'heges l'olam. Even Birkas Kohanim, which is juxtaposed in Parshas Nasai to the Chanukas HaNesiyim, that too is l'olam. So we see that there's a Shirayim from the Beis HaMikdash. One of that is Neir Chanukah, but also Birkas Kohanim. Because was done at the Beis HaMikdash, but we're knowing it b'chol yom in Eretz Yisrael and on yomim tovim in Chutz La'aretz. But that Birkas Kohanim is m'sheiris ha'pleita, what we have left from the Beis HaMikdash. It's an ancient artifact. And that's Kayam L'Olam. And that means to say that even though the world is in a state of Churban and there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a Kiyam HaOlam due to the inyan of Birkas Kohanim. And this really helps us understand a whole sugya in the Torah. There's always an emphasis on the Torah and Baracha. Starting with Noach, and Noach had the opportunity to bench his children, and he gives the brachas to Shem. And then, of course, the whole Indian of Avram, who is he going to give the brachas to? To Yitzhak or to Yishmael? And Yitzhak, of course, which is most well known, that he gives them to Yaakov and not to Esav. But there's a whole milchama, Esav and Yaakov, over those brachas. And then again, who is Yaakov going to bench? And that's the whole end of Sefer Bereishis ends with the brachas of Yaakov. But we see that brachas is carrying us, and the Torah ends with the brachas of Moshe. But these are the brachas. And the Medrash tells us, L'sha'aver, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'sha'aver ha'isi tzarech levarach es b'yos. I had to make the brachas. As it says, V'yavarach elokim es noyach, V'ashem b'yarech es avram b'koil, V'yavarach elokim es yitzlak, V'yar elokim el Yaakov, V'yavarach esay, Mikan v'edach v'lashem says, from now on, Yihu ha'koyhanim, v'hatzadikim v'arachim eschem. The brachas of Hashem are the brachas of the Kohanim and the brachas of the Tzaddikim, who are really Kohanim. This helps us understand the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. That the Torah begins that Avram was 75 when he left, and Hashem tells Avram, you're going to get the brachas. And right over here, the Gemara in Saita, the end of Saita, tells us, towards the end, that we learn out from here, Hilchos Kohuna, Hilchos Birkas Kohanim. V'Avracham V'Rechacha teaches us that those who the Kohanim bless also bless back the Kohanim. Hashem blesses the Kohanim. As it says, V'Ani Avarachim. That's learned that from V'Avracha Nivarachacha. So what's Birkas going to have to do in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha? Even furthermore, the fact that Avram was 75, the Zohar tells us that the number 75 is Bigamachia Kohen. Chushbina de Kohen. Ayin Hey, 75. 72, which is Gamachia Chesed. And then it says plus 3, can I get 3 Dargin? But 75 is Bigamachia Kohen. So Avram was 75. So you see a hint to Avraham's Kahuna. Vavarachamu Barachachi is a Shachas of Bechaskam. Adds about the term notes here too. Vavarachamu Barachacha. So what's going on over here? Elamai, there's this Indian of Kehuna and Berachas Kehuna, which is Makayim La'olam. And that has to go through Mitchilas Hadargin, from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, all the way down to Birchas Moshe. We know Moshe was a Kohen, the Gemara tells in Zvachim. That's also Birchas Kohuna. So it's so central to the Torah, which is why, even though we're in Golis, Birchas Kohanim still continues, because even in a state of Churban, there still has to be Birchas Kohanim, because Kima Olam is totally on Birchas Kohanim. Now we know, as we had mentioned, that Hashem gave the Brachas to Noach, but Noach to himself, because he was the tzaddik of the generation, he was bedargas kohen. And that can be seen from the fact that after the mabul, he brings a karban. And it's a shiloh whether he brought it or Shem brought it because he was a baal mum. But of course we know Shem was certainly a kohen. That's Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was the one who meets Avram and he gives the kahuna to Avram. So Avram becomes that kohen through Shem. But Shem got it from Noach. But there's no hakravas hakarbanos without being a kohen. So that's Noach, he was Makav Karbanos, or whether Shem was Makav Karbanos, but whatever it is, there's the Kahuna, which is Shaykh to Noach. And if that's the case, that Noach is the Kohen, so Mamela, the Teva itself is Meramez and Birchas Kahuna. Because the world is in a state of destruction. The Mabul is Bechinas Churban Ha'olam. Well, if it's Churban Ha'olam, what's the Makayim of the world? Birchas Kahanim, no? So where's the Birchas Kahanim? It's in the Teva. And Noach is the Kohen who carries along the Birchas Kahuna. With this, we can explain the questions which we had said before. What are the rules of the Teva? Zachar and Akiva. They had to be Ish v'Ishtai. And that's because the Zohar tells us, Kol Kohen She'ein Lo Basug, Asar Bavoida. So that's the first Mishnah in Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol had to be Nosoi, had to have a Zug in order to be able to perform the Avoida of the Mikdash. But the Kohen himself has to be. Every coin, the Zohar says, has to be Nosai, has to have a Benzog in order to perform the Kuna, the Avoida. Memela, being that the Inyan of the Teva is the Darga Bichas Kahanim, that's the place of the Kahanim. So Memela, Ishvi Ishtubo. And as we saw from the Zohar, that 75 is 72, Chesed plus 3, and the Zohar says many times that the Kahanim is Sitra the Chesed. So what was going on 24-7 in the Teva was Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. It had to be chesed. Oydum chesed yibane. If there wouldn't be chesed, there could be no world. And the coin is the dag of chesed, which is why Bechazan really sustains the world. So Noah, around the clock, chesed. That was all that was taking place there, because that's the place. And that's the avoid of the kahana, the dag of the chesed. And being that Noach is nitzal through the inyan of Birchas Kahana, he had that shmira, and he had that chain. That's called the Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmirecha. That's the shmira of the teva. V'chuneka, that's Noach Matzachin Bnei Hashem, that he gave him the inyan of Birchas Kohanim, and that's really what the Teva represents. And this helps us understand the inyan of three by the Teva. Because the inyan of three by the Teva is the three brachas of Birchas Kohanim. It's one bracha, which has three parts, of course. Three times the Shem Havayah, which is mentioned. So that's three in the Teva, Keneged Birchas Kohanim, which takes us back to the Zohar. Because the Zohar said, Tachtiyin, Shniyim, Ushliyim, Taseha, that's the Indian of Birchas Kohanim, that the Levim participate, they wash the hands of the Kohanim, give the bracha to the Levim and to the Yisraelim. So the Kohanim, the Levim, the Yisraelim, which is Keneged, the Tachtim, Shnim, Shlishim, Taseha, that's the Remes of Birchas Kohanim. This helps us understand also the Chitach Ritzvos by Noach. Why Chitach Ritzvos by Noach? Because Noach was going to be the Tzaddik after Adam that you would see most visibly by Noach, the Indian of Birchas Kohanim. But there can't be Birchas Kohanim without Chitach Ritzvos. The Zohar says many times that the whole inyan of the Chitach Etzbos, the Bracha of Kohanim, is that it resides on the Etzbos of the Kohanim. Well, the fact that there was no Chitach Etzbos for Noach means that the Bracha of the Kohanim was sealed off. But Noach was able to revive the inyan of Berachas Kohanim, because if the world is going to be in a state of Churban, what's going to be Mekayim the world? That's going to be through Noach, but the inyan of Chitach Etzbos is the Ramas of the Berachas Kohanim. This brings us back to the Medrash which we had said before. Yilamdeinu Arbeinu, Ha'ayvir Lifnei HaTeva, Ma'u shana achar kanam amen. So he can't say amen. Can't say amen. Re'i chamev lite kodesh baruch hu lifnei ateva. That he doesn't say amen after the brachas of the kohanim. What's that all about? So there's a Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Vav, Pasach Chaf Gimel, where he's speaking about Berachas Kohanim. He says, and this is our minhag, that the shatz, the sheikh timber, is makri to the kohanim. And then the kohanim make the brachas. So what's the Indian of the shatz saying that out? He's saying it out because he's leading them along so that they don't make a mistake. Api halacha. But api pnimius, says Rabbeinu Bachai, totally different. From here you can understand how great the Shliach Tzibur is in his koyach. He's bedugma kohen lemala. Show mizbarich that he gets the brachas first. He's makabel habracha me'etzam harachim l'mu'anim. And then he's benches Kla Yisrael. And that's the secret of what it says. Kol kohen ha-mevarech mizbarich. It's referring to the Shliach Tzibur. Because everything is the dugma lemala. And so he writes, V'chein habracha mishtaleshes mishliach tzibur, ha-mis'atik betal levana l'kohen. The brachas are received by the Shliach Tzibur first. And he gives it to the kohen, and then the kohen gives it to the Yisrael. So in Pnimius, it's totally different. The Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen. And if he's saying, Yerech Shem Yishmerecha, he's giving the bracha to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are benching Klai Yisrael. Which teaches us another thing, that it's not the pshat that if there's no Kohanim, the Shliach Tzibur says a bracha, it's just like a zecher. It's not a zecher. The Shliach Tzibur, the fact that he stands at the Teva, he has the darga of the Kohen. And he benches Klai Yisrael. And the same thing with Noach. A person could be this ala to the darga of Kahuna, even if he's a Yisrael. We spoke about this before. This is the bracha by Klai Yisrael by Matan Torah. Vatem tihuli mamlechas kahana v'goy kadosh. The Baal HaTorah quotes the Medrash that La'asadava, everybody in Klai Yisrael have the darga of Kohen Gadol. And that's reflected every day by the Shliach Tzibur. You don't have to be a Kohen to be the Shliach Tzibur. Stam Yisrael can get up there. But when he gets up there, he's over lifting at Teva, he becomes the Kohen. That was the same minion of Noach too. So with this we can explain the Medrash. So that's his chavivus, that he doesn't answer amen to the brachos of the kohanim? Of course not. Because the kohanim don't answer amen to their own brachos. Because either if you're the mitzbarech, you answer amen. But if you're the mevarech, you don't answer amen. But the kohen, the shliach tzibur is the kohen. He's even a higher darga than the kohanim. So it's re-chaviv. How chaviv is your shliach tzibur? That every shliach tzibur is nes'ala to the darga of kohen dila'ila, as Rabbeinu Bachai says. Lenias Daiti, there's a remez here. Ha'oyver lifnei ha'teva. Lifnei ha'teva. This is the teva. This is a remez to teva snoyach. That every shliach tzibur is oyver lifnei ha'teva. But Noach went into the teva. And by going into the teva, that's certainly oyver lifnei ha'teva, which is remez that Noach became the Kohen. And even the word ha'oyver is a remez to the oyrev of Noach. That's the oyrev lifnei ha'teva without getting into that. There's a hint to this because we know that the Mabel took place in the year Elif Tarnu of creation, which is 1,656th year. That was the Mabel. It was for a year, and then after that, in 1,657, already the Mabel was over. So a hint to that is from the Gematria, because Koy Sevarach Hu Es B'nei Yisrael is Gematria 1,657. That's the year after the Mabel. That's when Noach came out of the Teva, and he acted as the Kohen. That's the Gematria Koy Sevarach Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. But more importantly, we had said before that there's a hint, Tachtim Shnim Ushlishim Tasa. That's the Gimel Dargas, the Gimel Brachas of Bechas Kahuna. That's when Noach found his refuge, in that Teva, which is the Inyan of Bechas Kahanim. So, B'derech Gematria. Tachtim Shnim Ushlishim Tasa. Beis Elif, Meya. No, it's Beis Elif, I think it's 2718. Have to check again. By the way, it's the following Gematria. Tachtim Shnim Ushlishim Tasa. Gematria. Yivarechecha Hashem Vishmerecha. The entire Bechas Kehanim. Like the Zohar said, La'achdala Kehanim Levi'im V'Yisraelim, Tachtiim Shneim Ushlishim Tasa.